about in the condo with the wireless microphone is the great Gordo.
Oh,
now, Gordo, come in and tell me exactly where you are.
I'm standing about 1 foot in front of you.
The guy with the microphone.
The with the microphone and the beard that looks like me.
I've got you now.
Yay! Best friends. All right, now I have wireless technology. Wow, look who I ran into out here. It's Will from Promotions.
Hey.
He just ran that very exciting drawing. Will, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Do you get
Will
nervous talking and talking to small groups of people?
Yeah, I prefer bigger groups of people.
Okay, we ran out of steam there with Will.
Yeah, ran out of steam. All right, we have a youngster in the audience. Have you noticed this, Giorgio?
Yes.
Very uncomfortably, there's a 12-year-old in our very exclusive studio audience. What's your name, sir?
Caden.
What kind of question mark was that? Are you not sure of your own name?
Huh?
What? Kids are afraid of you, Gordo.
My name is Caden.
There you go. Very good, Caden. And you're 12, correct?
Yes.
And let's talk about your hair. What's going on with your hair there?
Nothing.
Well, something's going on with it. You got a bold statement that you're making on top of your head, and that is, I'm not afraid to look like a rooster. Is that it? What would you call that style?
A mohawk.
Mohawk. See that, Giorgio?
Yeah.
These punk kids with their mohawks these days.
Oh, they've been around for years, those mohawks.
What kind of music do you listen to, Caden?
I don't really listen to music.
You don't listen to any music?
Not really.
What inspired you to get the mohawk? Are you just a fan of Native American culture?
No.
No? He hates Native American culture. Did you hear
that,
Giorgio?
That from him. Uh-huh.
All right, who's your favorite ticket guy?
Sure, Corby.
His mom is saying Corby. Oh, that's what he laughs at. Well, good, good. Well, glad you're here, Caden. And let's talk to Mom real quick.
He didn't have time for you.
Mom, what's the story? Have you given him any pushback on that hairstyle?
Actually, no. I thought it was going to be a summer thing, and that was 3 years ago. I like it because I can see his face.
He's had it for 3 years?
Yes.
Did he have long hair before that?
He had that shaggy look, that Bieber look. I hated it.
Yeah.
So this is way better.
Now, is this your only child?
No, I have a daughter. She's 14.
Okay. And where's Dad?
Dad is in Fort Worth somewhere. My ex-husband works in Fort Worth, Tarrant County.
All right, way to go, Gordo. Way to go.
That's a tough one.
It's Bear Trap Gordo there.
That's a tough one. Okay. All right. We'll move on.
The host of the Bear Trap Moment of the Week doesn't know how to avoid them.
He steps at them all the time.
All right, we'll talk to the people in the front row. What's your name, sir?
Terry.
Terry. And what are you doing here this fine morning?
You know, my partner here won tickets to come to this raffle, so joined him.
He's impersonating George Carlin.
You look just like George Carlin. With a little bit longer beard.
I've got that before. You don't want to hear the comments.
Come on. Give us some of the comments, Terry, right?
Right. No, you can't say those things on the radio.
Now, Terry, have you ever even listened to this show before?
No, actually, I haven't.
I knew it, because he's been sitting up front with the most confused look on his face.
What the hell is this?
Yeah, what the hell is going on? Now, what do you have in your front pocket there, Terry?
Smokes.
What are you smoking?
Marlboros.
Reds?
Soft pack. You got it.
All right.
That's the reason his voice sounds like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of smooth Marlboro talk.
Now, what do you do for a living, Terry?
Drive a truck.
Attaboy.
Oh, really? Giorgio's obsessed.
I'm going to be a truck driver one of these days. What do you think about that?
You get to see a lot of the country. A lot of it is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know that you'd never see it had you not take a job like
that. Got in that old cab, yeah.
So how many lot lizards you plow through in a month?
Lord have mercy. I've only run across one in the last 8 months, and by golly, that was ugly.
You mean you ran across her in what way?
Ran her over?
She approached me in a truck lot.
And did you do anything?
Hell no.
What was she offering?
Yeah, they have a
way
of
putting
it. They call it a rubbing.
A rubbing?
Rubbing.
Wait, you like racing, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Racing is rubbing, right?
No. Not the same thing at all.
So after you experience full release from this lot lizard... Do you have one of those trucks that you can sleep in?
Yes.
And what's that like? What's that experience like? You kind of just throw in the adult film, give yourself some relaxation, then just nod off?
No, actually, by the time you're done for the day, you're done for the day. You're ready for a shower and put it to bed for sleep.
You ever taken methamphetamine?
No.
Because you kind of look like it.
Thank you.
What's the longest haul you've ever had across the country? What's
He's
the longest?
Me, take the random drug test a little more often than random.
What's the longest? What's the longest you've driven? Longest haul one at one clip.
723, I think, was the longest haul I did in one day.
Wow, one day.
Man. One day.
That's a lot of miles.
Georgia, don't
day.
Mess with him. And do you no. carry a gun in your truck?
Illegal.
Uh-oh.
You carry it illegally?
The answer is no.
And have you ever been married before?
Twice.
And are you still married to the second one?
Nope.
There's another.
What happened to the first one?
I guess I didn't stay home long enough, did I?
Was she running around on you, or you running around on her?
She was running around on me.
Did you find out with whom?
Yeah.
Did you know the guy?
No.
Who was he?
Hell, I don't remember.
Was he white?
Yeah.
He's about to take a swing yes. at you, Gordo, for bringing up.
Well, thank you for your courage, Terry, for being here.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, Gordo.
He likes the show even less now than he did just a few moments ago. I didn't think that was possible.
He will never listen.
All right, there's some of the fine people out here.
Yes, congratulations for being here, and good luck to you. And maybe you'll be the winner to have this condo for the weekend out here at the Texas.